You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Nina Vlamas, president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services Incorporated, which celebrated its 10th anniversary this year. Nina is in the top 1% of mortgage consultants in the country. Nina, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're so welcome. So multitask or focus on one task at a time. I know that's certainly a problem with a lot of folks out there. What do you feel is more efficient?
I feel that focusing on one task at a time and getting the task done and completed and then moving on to the next task is the most efficient way. I have a system where if it takes less than 2 minutes, I do it myself. If it takes longer than 2 minutes, I delegate it out. And I feel that system works great. It makes my day go quicker than if I didn't have a system at all.
And what's the one thing you'd do differently as a startup if you knew what you know now after the fact?
You'll often hear me say that I do mortgages and diapers. When I say this, it's because when I opened A&N Mortgage in 2002, I thought I could do everything. I didn't need any help. And a great example of this is I went downtown Chicago to fill out and file our own articles of incorporations. And this is way before you could do it online. And how on earth was that time effective for me to go downtown, file paperwork, and that's what I should have hired an attorney for. So I was obsessed about every avenue of my work life. I then soon realized that the drive to succeed needed to be with money-making tasks. I hired a personal assistant and a mortgage assistant who just worked directly for me. And any task that I was given, I would assign a color. So if it was red, it went to my personal assistant. If it was green, I went to my money-making assistant. And that way, I was able to work my day quicker and get all my tasks done and still have a family life.
Very important tips within that response to that question. Do this for me. Complete this sentence. At the end of the day, I feel I've accomplished a lot if...
Because of all of my time management skills, I feel that because of the systems that I have in place, I'm able to work efficiently and effectively and have everybody happy at the end of the day and make sure I'm a great mom, home with my 3 kids by 6 o'clock, having dinner with my family.
Today we're joined by Nina Vlamas, president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services Incorporated, which celebrated its 10th anniversary this year here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nina, what is the one thing you do that keeps your business growing?
The one thing that I do that keeps my business growing is I plan out my day. I'm very systematic. So when I start in the morning from 9 to 11, I return my phone calls. I return the emails. From 11 to 1, I review my pipeline. But the most important 2 days of the week are Tuesday and Thursday afternoons because I work on my vision. If I don't set the time aside on a weekly basis to do this, the business runs me. And the most important thing I can be doing is running the business.
And what percentage of your time do you spend growing your business versus being a business, and why?
The most important time is Tuesday and Thursday afternoons for me because I create the vision and I learn from my mistakes. What did I do in 2011? What did I do wrong? What did I do in 2012? And how can I do it better? And by doing this and spending time on my vision on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon, I'm able to see in small portions and then on a monthly portion and then on a yearly portion. For example, this Thursday, I'm planning out my entire calendar for 2014 for all of the events that we're going to be planning and having. Once a week, we're going to be having realtor seminars in our office and doing different philanthropy events. So by setting time aside to plan for next year, I'm able to do that successfully.
And finally, what does your company do in regards to employee appreciations?
A&N Mortgage has a wonderful employee appreciation. Once a week, once a week in the month of January for an entire week. I plan, it's called A&M Thank You Week. On Mondays, I have a manicurist come in. On Tuesdays, I have a masseuse come in. On the Wednesday, I have the car wash come in, and they wash everybody's car. On Thursdays, we do a group lunch. And then on Fridays, I buy an individual gift for each of my employees. I have a chef that comes in and makes them whatever food they want, and we celebrate what happened the year prior, and we cheers to the next year.
That is absolutely brilliant. Gotta love that. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they could get more information about A&N Mortgage Services Incorporated online?
Sure. You can go to www.anmtg.com. That's A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, G as in George.com, and you will find our website there.
Certainly appreciate your joining us, and continued success to you and the company. We've been speaking with Nina Vlamas, president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services Incorporated, which just celebrated its 10th anniversary this year. And once again, the website of reference is simply anmtg.com. Nina, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.